Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And I am feeling really good. I'm feeling super just energized and ready to share with you and bring this message to you today. So I'm definitely looking forward to providing this episode for you. I also want to share with you that amped and excited that our fall enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code opens up September 15th. I am super excited for this. It's been several months since we have opened up doors to coaching and taken in new women to the program. There have been some changes for the fall. There's some changes going into the new year for the CCC program. And that has me really excited, not only to share with the current clients in the program, but also to share with all of you and anyone who makes that decision to join us on this journey of helping you to transform your love life for good. Now, I'm not going to go too deeply into that right now, because in this episode, I want to talk to you about dealing with burnout and feeling burnt out when it comes to the courtship and dating process. But I definitely want to suggest that if you are interested in learning about our new enrollment options, about our new program, about any updates to the CCC program, you want to make sure that you are on the wait list. The link to the wait list is in the show notes of this episode. And also check your emails and make sure that you're signed up for the wait list, because we're doing wait list only enrollment for CCC. So if you are not on the wait list, you will not get the details and the information on the different enrollment options. You will not be notified when enrollment is open. And because enrollment is limited, I'm only taking a very small group of women in at a time. If you are not on the wait list, you will not have that opportunity to be able to join CCC. And some of the changes for the program going into the fall and into cuffing season and going into the new year, we're testing out some different tiers when it comes to enrollment in order to make it more accessible for women who truly, truly want to be able to transform their love lives, learn this courtship process, and get the help and the coaching that you need. So definitely looking forward to that. Can't wait to tell you more about that, but just make sure that you are on the wait list so you get all the details, all the information, just enter your email, sign up so that you are notified when doors open for enrollment and you're also notified of everything that you need to prepare for enrollment. So today we're talking about feeling burnt out with the dating and courtship process. And this episode was inspired by a coaching call that took place last week, and this topic came up about feeling burnt out. And I really took the time to listen to some of the women and some of the things that they were experiencing and that they were sharing in regards to the idea of being burnt out. And I say idea because being burnt out or feeling burnt out, a lot of it has to do with how you're thinking. And those thoughts are leading to certain actions. And let me just say this. I know that when we talk about things being a result of your mindset or things being a result of your thinking, no one wants to hear that. no one is comfortable with the concept or the idea that it's simply their thoughts or how they're thinking or their beliefs or that it's them, right? Because that doesn't feel good. I understand. I totally get that. But we have to understand how the human brain works. We have to understand how our feelings and our emotions are triggered by our thoughts. And so everything starts with your beliefs. Your beliefs turn into your emotions and your feelings and what you're experiencing internally. That then manifests into your actions. So if we want to create a different outcome, we have to change the actions. If we want to change the actions, we have to change the emotions that's fueling the actions. And if we want to change the emotions, we have to change the beliefs. So it's all one big loop that you're operating in, so we have to shift the loop. But before we get to that, I want to take you back to when I first started CCC. So the Captivating Courtship Co., or just Captivating Courtship as a whole, as a company, came initially from two places. One was my years of matchmaking. For those of you who are new here, you may not know that in 2015, I launched a matchmaking service. I did that for several years, helped singles from all around the world to be able to attract partners and meet partners and host the singles events and did matchmaking and help people to get married. And I did that whole thing for about 5 years before I felt burnt out. And I was feeling completely out of alignment with my true gifts, with what I knew that I was good at, what I really loved, which was the coaching aspect and understanding patterns, understanding and being able to read patterns. And so I left that alone at the end of 2019, really like the beginning of 2020 was when I was like completely done and I had no more clients at the beginning of 2020. And I really focused on Captivating Courtship. And initially Captivating Courtship, we were just working like one-on-one with clients, and then it went into creating the Captivating Courtship Code, the CCC program, and turning it into a group program to help more women in a safe space to be able to navigate this process. Now, that was the first pillar of creating CCC, but the second pillar was also a lot of the work that I had been doing on myself that summer prior. So the summer of 2019, I went through a really crazy situation, and with that situation, I really sat myself down and was determined to make some major transformations and some major changes. And when I did that, that called me to learn more about how transformation actually works, how the mind works, how the brain works. It helps me to understand how to reprogram and how to shift energy and to how to heal. Not just saying that you're healing because you're letting time pass by, not just saying that you're healing because you're journaling or spending time in nature or going to therapy, which all of those things are great. I'm not saying don't do those things, but how to be more proactive and more intentional in your healing of your wounds, of your patterns, of any anxiety that you may be feeling that's causing you to repeat actions and to feel like you're living your life in a loop. So whether it's relationship blocks and love blocks, whether it's money blocks, whatever those patterns are that you're operating in, it's all due to your subconscious mind and operating from those subconscious beliefs. So understanding how to reprogram those things and how to get intentional about that in order to make different changes and in order to make shifts, that became a major passion of mine because I figured out how to do it. Now, I had some help along the way, but figuring out how to do it and how this can benefit so many, especially women, because women oftentimes are suffering in silence, or maybe you're not silent, maybe you're venting all the time to your friends or your girlfriends or your family members about your love life, but you're not seeing any different results. And the thing is, one, you're super powerful, so you have the opportunity to create change, you have the opportunity to create a different outcome, but it's also important to understand that you have wounds and trauma, and it doesn't have to be major trauma. Like, it doesn't have to be divorce or rape or molestation or abuse or anything like that. Sometimes trauma is just how we think about ourselves or something that we heard someone else saying. We took on those messages and we took on those beliefs and we made them our own. Whatever those little things are that's holding us back, that's making us play small, that's making us shrink, that's making us believe that we're not worthy or we're not good enough or we have to be inauthentic or we have to be someone else in order to be lovable. Ways that we become a chameleon when we're dealing with the opposite sex, how we're settling, how we lack boundaries, all of those things are causing us to not be able to attract the type of relationship and type of love that you desire. It's causing you to not feel worthy and good enough and grounded and confident and clear and secure in your love life. And if you have the desire for partnership, if you have the desire for partnership, one, give yourself permission to embrace that. I want you to embrace it. Because too often I hear women negotiate with themselves when it comes to what they want for their love lives. You want a family, you want a husband, you want a partner, you want vacations, you want stable finances, you want someone else to just lift the load, you want someone else to come home to at night and to cuddle up with. Those things are normal and okay. And if you've been single for a period of time, or maybe you've just gotten out of a situationship or a breakup or a divorce, and you're selling yourself on why you don't need to be with anyone, or why you're not ready, or why you can't have it, and you're constantly having those type of thoughts and beliefs, then you are creating an outcome and creating a situation that's contradictory to what you actually want. So it's so important for you to embrace the fact that you do want a partner. Hey, listen, if you are listening to this podcast, or you're on the email list, or you're following any content related to Captivating Courtship or any relationship podcast, then you have a desire for it. There would be no other reason for you to be here if you did not desire it, and if you didn't feel like you were ready. Even if you're scared, even if you feel uncertain, deep down in your core, there is a yearning, there is a desire for it. And you have to own that. If you're not owning it and you're not embracing it, then you're going to settle and shrink in that. And when you're settling and you're shrinking in your love life, you're letting in so many opportunities for all the things that you don't want to come in. I know that it's really romanticized, this idea of a knight in shining armor coming down and swooping you up and fixing you or saving you, or you being this damsel in distress and not having to be fully in your power and fully in your worth, or someone should just take me as I am, when you don't even see your own value and you don't even see your own worth. You don't get how valuable and how powerful you really are in this process. So wanting someone else to validate you in that area is not going to allow you to attract the type of relationship and the type of partner that you deserve. But as I was saying, let me get back to the original topic. When we're talking about doing the inner work and making those shifts and transforming patterns and reprogramming yourself on a subconscious level and creating a new courtship process for yourself that makes it easier and clear and intentional, something that I've noticed specifically in 2023 is that some of the clients this year, not all, okay, but some clients this year, I have noticed that what they're looking to gain from coaching, or what they're looking to gain from the courtship process, is very different from the original mission when we first set out with Captivating Courtship. And I take full accountability for that. I take full accountability because sometimes you're like, okay, how can I help them? What is it that they want? How can I give this to them? And not realizing that when you stray from the primary focus and what clients really, really need to know, then when clients come to you, they're going to think that the only thing they have to do is create an online profile or go out and meet somebody, and that's all the work that's required of them. And they're not realizing that their true focus in this process, in order to have what you want when it comes to your love life, when it comes to elevating your romantic relationships, when it comes to attracting the type of partner you want, when it comes to getting your prayers answered, when it comes to getting into a relationship that's going to serve you and no longer settling for less than you deserve or toxicity or anything like that, what you're going to have to do is truly focus on who you're being. You have to focus on the inner work, the personal development, shifting your patterns, and you need to do that more than you need to focus on taking action. I would much rather you slow down if the amount of action you're taking and figure out how to create a balance. I'm not saying don't take action, but if I were to say, where does the numbers lie? about 60 to 70% of what you need to be doing is focused on healing your patterns, healing your wounds, the inner work, the personal development, and shifting those patterns. That's where most of your time needs to be spent and most of your work. Elevating your self-worth, living your captivating life, healing your wounds, learning to trust, learning to open your heart, learning to open your feminine receiving energy, learning to be a better communicator, getting grounded and clear on the courtship process. So when you do attract that partner, you know how to navigate it without the anxiety and the fear and rushing the process and trying to control things. That is where the work goes. And only about, I wouldn't even say 40, I would say 30 to 20% of what you need to be doing is taking action and getting out there and meeting people. Because when you're doing the core stuff, when you're working on your communication, your emotional management, your connections, your patterns, your subconscious beliefs, when you're working on those things and you're getting coached on those things, when you go out and you meet people, and your heart is open and you're ready to receive and you're connected and you're energetically in a place that's in alignment with the type of partner that you want and for the prayers that you've been asking for to be answered, when you are in a space to receive that, creating those connections and the type of partners that you attract becomes easier. It becomes natural, it becomes organic, and how you process your courtship experiences will not be from this heavy place of feeling burnt out or drained or rejected or ghosted or any of those things. You're going to be able to navigate it with more clarity, more intention. You'll be able to do it faster and better. And you're going to have a better experience. So we want to make sure that the principles of captivating courtship and what we really want you to focus on is surrounded by reprogramming those subconscious beliefs that are keeping you stuck in your love lives and preventing you from attracting the type of partner and the type of relationship that you want. You have to get to the root of those beliefs of who you're being and learning to manage your emotions during the dating and courtship process in order to manifest the type of outcome that you want. It's not simply about your actions. The actions are the end result. The experience that you create, the experiences that you receive is the manifestation of the actions. Those actions are the result of how you're feeling in your emotions, which is why that anxiety or the avoidance or the fears, the doubts, the control, all of those things have to shift. And those things are shifted by your beliefs and how you're thinking. So we have to break this loop and we have to do it with intention so that you can actually reverse it and create a better experience and create a better outcome. So I don't want you solely focused on where to meet someone or what actions that you take. When you focus all your energy on that, you are doing yourself a disservice. You want to think about it like taking a million shots at a basketball hoop, but never actually changing your technique, not changing how you're looking at the basket, not changing how you're thinking about the angles or the shots that you're taking, or not doing the strength training so that you have more force to put behind the ball, not showing up to practice so that you're building your skills in order to become a better shooter. The more you practice, the more skilled you are, when you change how you're thinking about yourself and thinking about that shot that you're taking, your percentage increases, right? So you have to be willing to focus on you in this process. You are so important. Who you're being, how you're showing up, how you're communicating, your patterns, your wounds, your trust, all of those things are so important in this process and have a direct effect and impact on you feeling burnt out or not. So you must take lots of action. Yes, I definitely want you to take action. I do not want you to avoid and shut down and not take any action at all. But taking a lot of the same actions and not allowing yourself to be coachable, not allowing yourself to do the inner work, not allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to step back and examine within yourself and say, okay, what are some things that I need to change? How can I ask better questions in order to get better results? this is how you avoid burnout. And I'm going to go into some specific things that you can do later in this episode, but it is important that you understand that if you keep doing the same thing, even if you're in coaching right now, but you're not focusing on changing internally, changing your brain, changing how you're thinking, changing your beliefs, if most of your time is not spent on that work, then you are going to continue to feel burnout. So instead, I want you to take a step back and focus on getting clarity on what you want, how you need to align with it, what you need to do to align with it, and who you need to become in the process in order to receive it. Now, whether you say manifestation, whether you say prayer, whatever terminology you use, I really don't care. But in order for you to have what you want, you have to trust that it's available to you, and your heart has to be open and ready to receive it. You cannot attract a healthy, happy relationship with a closed heart. You cannot communicate in a safe and emotionally managed way. You cannot set boundaries. You cannot be in your worthiness if you do not have a heart that's prepared to receive it. So this is a key right here. You have to prepare your heart and open your heart to receive and to communicate and to connect and to be grounded in trust and worthiness that's going to prepare you and open you up for the relationship that you want. So when you are feeling burnt out, I want you to ask yourself those three questions. Am I clear on what I want? And really sit and be honest with yourself. And if you're not, that's okay. You're allowed to not be perfect. You're allowed to not have all the answers. You're allowed to step back and have to reevaluate what you want. And ask yourself, am I really being authentic? Am I really being honest and transparent with myself? Because if you're not doing with yourself, you can't do that in coaching, or you can't do that with your friends, or you can't do that with anyone else, especially not with a man, right? So you have to step back in clarity and ask yourself, am I really, really clear on what I want? Am I really, really clear on what I'm looking for in a partner? Like, really clear. Honestly, transparently clear. Not what my family wants for me, not what my friends want for me, not what society tells me I'm supposed to have. Am I really authentically clear on what I want? That second question is, okay, how do I align with it? How do I get in alignment with it? How do I prepare myself to receive it? What do I need to do to align with it? That could be actions. That could be communication. That could be anything that has to do with the internal. And then a third question is, who do I need to become in this process? Your old identities, your old patterns are not going to get you to your new future. So if you want to stay the same, you are going to create the same outcome. And I want to just pause there for a moment. And for those of you who are in coaching, and maybe you've been in coaching for a while, I want you to really ask yourself, and this doesn't apply to everyone, but for some of you, I want you to really ask yourself, or let's just say maybe you're not in coaching, maybe you've been listening to the podcast for a while. I want you to ask yourself, am I really different in my love life right now than I was 6 months ago? Ask yourself that. Because sometimes we have some clients who come into coaching and they dive head first and they are ready to change. They are tired of themselves in this process. So they want to change. They want to do the work. They want to focus on who they need to become and make those adjustments. And sometimes you have women or clients who really don't see how they need to shift. Or maybe they just don't have a desire. Or maybe they're just really uncomfortable. And it's normal to be uncomfortable with change. It's normal to be uncomfortable with looking at yourself and realizing there are some things that I need to do differently, or I need to be differently in this process. It's normal to feel a little uncomfortable with that. But just because you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean you don't continue to move forward and to plow forward and to make the change anyway. But in order to do that, you have to be willing to be vulnerable and to not have all the answers, to be vulnerable enough to change, to not always look to point the finger at men or your family or your friends or even to me as a coach, right? Looking to examine within yourself and ask yourself, have I really changed about anything about myself, or have I really stepped into who I need to become over the last 6 months? Or have I solely been focused on taking action? How am I working on being a different version of me so that that best version of me, that new version of me, is ready to receive what I want? Now, whether it's myself or my clients, I know that when you transform your patterns and you learn to communicate and you learn to create deeper connections and you learn how to navigate the courtship process, you can attract commitment. You can attract a healthy relationship with a man who values you and respects you and makes you feel so safe and so secure, makes you feel at home. It makes you feel like you have someone else that's in it with you. And that is a beautiful thing to experience when you feel cherished and you feel nourished because you're not having to force a relationship. You're not having to force commitment. You're not having to move things along. You have a natural, organic, and authentically aligned relationship that is available to you. It's 100% available to you. It's not something that only exists for certain women or certain people. It's not only available to the special and the unique. It is available to you if you are willing to follow the process and willing to truly commit on a deeper core level to doing the work, to shifting who you're being, to opening your heart, transforming your patterns, and learning how to navigate this courtship process and really truly leaning into it. So let's talk about why you're experiencing burnt out and what to do about it. The first thing is you're feeling burnt out. That's not an excuse to do nothing. Just because you're feeling burnt out, just because you're feeling a little exhausted with the courtship process or relationships or dating or meeting men, or maybe you've been trying to get married for some time, whatever that thing is, feeling burnt out is not an excuse to do nothing. Feeling burnt out is a reason for you to make a change. Feeling burnt out means that it's time to pivot, right? And that's a good thing. Feeling burnt out means that you need to focus on who you need to become and what you need to do differently. So it's not an excuse to avoid. It's not an excuse to ignore what you want. It's not an excuse to just cut everything off and just burn it all down. I know how that feels sometimes, right? But it's not an excuse. Feeling burnt out simply means that you need to change what you're doing, not stop altogether. Stopping will not and does not cure burnout. The second thing that I want to say is that being burnt out is probably not what you're actually feeling. When I listen to women saying that they feel burnt out or that they're tired, or even at times where I have felt burnt out when it comes to like work or, you know, life, it's not really that I'm feeling burnt out, right? That's a blanketed term for an array of other emotions that I may be feeling. I may be feeling defeated. I may be feeling discouraged. I may be feeling uncertain. I may be feeling out of control, meaning like I just don't know what I need to be doing. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how to change things, right? Those are probably some of the things that you're feeling, not necessarily burnt out. So we want to get clear, and it may be something completely different than what I just mentioned, but this is why you want to get clear on the root of the actual emotion that you are feeling and that you are experiencing so that we know how to help you, so that we know what shifts you need to make in order to change the emotion. Maybe there's some beliefs you have, maybe there's some things that you're thinking, maybe there are some fears, some doubts, but what are those things that you're actually feeling? We need to pinpoint the emotion. And one thing that I definitely know from my years of coaching is that most adults do not know how to communicate their feelings. They don't know how to connect with their feelings. So you may not even know what you're feeling, which is even more of a reason to bring it to coaching so you can get help with working through that. But you have to get clear on how you're feeling, on what that emotion actually is, so we know what to address it. Because now if we know that you're feeling defeated, now we can address how to not feel defeated. What needs to happen so you don't feel defeated? If you are feeling uncertain or you're feeling out of control, okay, let's figure out what needs to happen so that you do feel in control. Because that's the root of what's really going on underneath. It's not burnout. It's to something else that you're feeling because a pivot needs to happen. And all of that is okay. Let's focus on the pivot. Let's focus on the emotion. And stop telling ourselves that we're burnt out or we're tired or we don't want to do it or, you know, just put it off for another year. Like whatever those things are, the avoiding or the negativity and the negative thoughts. Because if you're selling yourself on those thoughts and you're selling yourselves on those actions, well, you're going to create the opposite result that you actually want. So instead, let's put our big girl panties on. Let's get a little uncomfortable, right? And get to the root of it so that you can do something different and not avoid the future that you desire. So you may be telling yourself that you're burnt out because you've been putting in effort and you feel like you're not receiving a different experience. Or maybe you're wondering, am I the problem? Is it me? Am I just too picky? Am I too unrealistic? Are my standards too high? Am I expecting too much, right? You may be telling yourself those things, and those type of thoughts are causing you to feel burnt out and exhausted because you don't want to settle. Or maybe you're hyper-focused on a timeline. And you're putting yourself underneath a lot of pressure on when it needs to happen and not focused on the how you're going to get there. And you're not focused on who you need to become. So you're telling yourself things like, how much longer do I have to wait? How much longer do I have to do this? Why do I have to keep doing this? Why do I have to keep meeting people? Why do I have to put in this effort? All of that is from a place of self-pity. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. But you do get to take actions. You do get to focus on your personal development. You do get to shift your patterns. You do get to communicate and to make connections so that you do get the type of relationship that you want. And you get the type of outcome that you want. You don't have to have a relationship, right? You don't have to find a partner that's great for you. You don't have to do that. You get to do it. And isn't it great that you get to have a partner that's going to be the right partner for you? And you get a happy, healthy relationship. And you get to grow yourself in this process. And you get to become a whole nother woman that's no longer the woman that was operating from wounded princess energy. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So much of how you're thinking is creating the outcome that you currently have. Maybe you're yearning for a relationship or you're yearning for a commitment from a place of attachment. And because you are attaching, whether you're attaching a timeline, whether you're attaching your worthiness, your desirability, whether you're attaching something about you to either being partnered or not being partnered, you're making it feel so far away and so unattainable. And if you don't have those things, it says all this stuff about you. you're centering yourself a little too much, and you're attaching all these deeper meanings and all of these things to it, and you're making it really happy. And it's not the yearning that's the problem, it's the attachment. And what you're attaching to that desire. The desire itself is safe. The desire itself is good. If you have a desire in your core to want a partner, or to be married, or have a family, or any of those things, that's a natural desire. It's okay for you to want that. Give yourself permission to embrace that. But it's the yearning with attachment that is causing the disruption in your nervous system, and it's causing the disruption in your ability to even enjoy the process. Versus yearning from a place of excitement, right? When we go back to what you get to have, you get to do it, you get to experience, you get to meet people, all of those things. When you are yearning from a place of excitement, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited. I'm doing all this work on myself. I'm shifting my patterns. I'm learning how to communicate. I'm learning how to open my heart. I can't wait to meet the man that's waiting for me. I can't wait to meet the man that God has waiting for me. I can't wait to meet the partner that's going to be the right partner for me, because I've been working on myself, because I've been preparing for it. I know that it's going to be great. Like, imagine if you operated from that place. Imagine if when you saw other couples, you were like, I can't wait to experience. I'm so excited that I get to have that soon. I know it's coming. I can't wait to meet the guy that I get to experience that with. And you're allowing yourself and your energy to open up to receive it, instead of shutting down of, when is it going to happen to me? Why don't I have it yet? Why? What's wrong with me? Why does everyone else? Do you feel the difference in that energy? And how heavy that is, and how closed off it is. When you're in that closed off energy, how can you possibly have a heart that's open to receive when the heart is closed? So if you want to feel emotionally secure and confident and in control, you have to be willing to pivot. You have to be willing to look at who you need to become and how you need to change within this process. If you want to get clear, you have to get clarity. You want to feel more desirable. You want to feel more optimistic. You want to feel more certain in the future. Well, burnout and telling yourself that you're burnt out is not going to create that. So there are two reasons you may be feeling this way right now. The first one is, and I'll say this again, you're feeling like the future is out of your control. You're feeling like you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, you can't control when it's going to happen. You're feeling like there's nothing within your power. And when we feel powerless, it's natural to feel burnt out, because you're going to feel like, what's the point? There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing that's going to change. I don't know how to make anything different, right? So either you're feeling out of control of your future, or you have to just examine, is my mindset in the way? Do I need to shift how I'm thinking? And the great thing is, bring that stuff to coaching. Bring that stuff to coaching. Because that's where your thoughts need to get cleaned up. That's where the work is. So let's talk about what are some things that you can do in order to shift out of burnout. And these are just questions. You can feel free to write down these 7 questions to ask yourself. And then look for the solution. And we always want to be asking high quality questions, high level questions that lead to solutions. Not focus on venting, not focus on simply just sharing or expressing ourselves just for the sake of expressing. We want to make sure that when we're communicating to ourselves or to anyone else that we're trying to get help from, that we are asking high quality questions that lead to solutions. Okay, so we want to be solution focused. The first question is, ask yourself, are you following your love link strategy? Now, if you are in coaching and if you attended this past summer's Captivating Weekend, one thing that was newly introduced was the new love link strategy, which has to do directly with your specific love loop, with your relationship pattern. You can go in the program, look that up. It's a quick video. It breaks down, according to your pattern types, what's going to be some of the best steps for you to take in order to meet partners that's going to feel more authentic, more aligned with your pattern types. Use that to your advantage. If that is out of alignment, or if you're doing things that goes against what will naturally feel easier and in flow, yeah, you're going to feel a little more burnt out. So look at your love language strategy. It's not saying that's the only way for you to meet someone, but lean into that and do more of that so that you feel good. That's number one. Number two, ask yourself, do you need clarity on what you want and what you need to do right now? Do you need clarity on that? Because if so, bring it to coaching. Ask for clarity. Raise your hand, post in the community. Seek clarity. You can also go to the Love Loops roadmap. The link is in the show notes for that. Free roadmap. That roadmap has a clarity exercise. You can also do the clarity exercise, but seek clarity. There's clarity opportunities all throughout the curriculum, all throughout the program. If there's something you're unclear on, go back, watch the video, and do the exercise, or bring it to coaching or post in the community. Use the resources that are available to you to get the clarity that you need. The third question is, do you need to pivot? Is there something that you need to do differently? If you don't know, ask a question, ask for help, ask for coaching on that. If you do know what you need to pivot, but you don't know how to do it, ask a question, post in the community, bring that to coaching. And if you're not in coaching, you can still evaluate this and ask this for yourself. How do I need to pivot? What do I need to do differently? Number four, are you doing things that light you up? Are you doing things that excites you? Now, it doesn't mean you have to be doing things that light you up 100% of the time, because that's just not how life works. But there needs to be a balance, whether that's a balance within your captivating life, whether that's a balance in how you're approaching the courtship process. But are you doing things that light you up? Are you pouring into your own cup? When it comes to going out, or even just living your life, are you dressing up in a way that makes you feel magnetic, that makes you feel captivating? Are you communicating and connecting from your heart? Are you showing up in places and interacting with people and doing things that makes you feel good? You need that balance. Number five, is your mindset in the way? And this is where you have to be honest with yourself. If you have a lot of negative thoughts or a lot of negative beliefs, or you find yourself doing a lot of trauma bonding, a lot of women only know how to relate to other women when it comes to gossip and trauma bonding. So it's easy to talk about what you don't like, what doesn't feel good, what's not working, what's wrong with all the men, things on social media and all those things. It's easy to gossip and talk about what's going on with this person or that situation, or this person in the media, or this person that you know in your community. Those things are going to be mindset blocks. Now, of course, everyone falls into it in some type of way, right? None of us are perfect. But pay attention to your mindset. Is your mindset heavy, or is it light and free and optimistic? Because if so, then you need to do some mindset coaching. You have to break that thought pattern, those beliefs that are holding you back. Number six, are you being indecisive or avoiding? Whether that's being indecisive about what you want, about where you want to go, what you want to do, who you need to be. You know, I will have women invest in coaching and still be indecisive about wanting a relationship. But the thing is, you're not actually indecisive. You've made a decision, but you keep selling yourself on why you haven't, or why you're not ready, or why you're not sure, because there's something else that you're avoiding. Maybe it's the vulnerability. Maybe it's the discomfort or that fear of disappointment or fear of rejection. Maybe you're avoiding the actions that you're going to have to take in order to attract the partner. Maybe you're avoiding the inner work. Maybe you're indecisive about joining coaching or making that decision to take the step forward, or just making any shifts that are necessary. But you're keeping yourself on the fence. And sometimes when you just make a decision, that is the most freeing thing in the world. I recently, and I'll talk more about this in the upcoming weeks, but I recently feel like I have experienced a complete overhaul of my life. It's actually pretty insane when I think about it. But I feel like I've experienced a complete overhaul in my life. And I was telling one of my good friends, some of you already know her in coaching. We've had Anya come in and do some meditation work and some hypnotherapy work with clients in the coaching community. Some of our calls, she's done some guest coaching. But her and I were having a conversation recently, and I was telling her that so many chapters of my life are closing at one time, which means that new chapters are opening, right? But it's kind of scary, very scary. Makes me feel very anxious sometimes to think about so many shifts. Like, in every area of my life, chapters are closing. And the fact that it's all happening at once, I know it's an up level. I know it means that new things are coming and that there's new beginnings. And to embrace that and to be open to receiving that, but it's also very scary. But it's something that I've been waiting for and manifesting in so many different ways for so long and praying on it. And like I said, in literally every area of my life, things are changing at once. It's like a big snowball. And that can be a lot, right? But for so many of the things, I had to just simply make a decision. And I was riding the fence for a while. I wouldn't say completely a while. Let me take that back, because for months, I didn't know what needed to shift. And I was just so unclear. And the more clarity I began seeking, the more I started leaning into getting spiritually aligned, asking for clarity, praying for clarity, asking for guidance, doing the inner work, working on my subconscious beliefs, doing a lot of grounding, being really honest and transparent with myself about what's really important to me. When I did that, the conversations that started coming my way allowed me to get more and more clear and more clear. The more clarity I got, the easier it became to start making decisions. And once I made a decision on all these areas, once I made a decision, the amount of freedom I experienced, the lightness of it all, was so freeing and felt so empowering, so good, because now everything else gets to get removed off the table. I no longer have to operate in a place of fear or avoiding or indecision, because I just made a decision. So sometimes it's really examining, where are you not making certain decisions in your life? And you're allowing yourself to ride the fence longer than you should. And just need to make a decision to free yourself. Number 7. And the last question is, are you asking high quality decisions to receive high quality solutions? Meaning, have you asked for help? Whether it's you ask me for help, like you come to coaching, or whether you're in CCC or you decide to enroll in CCC, or if you go ask your therapist, ask your friends, like whoever you go to, however you decide to get the help that you need, get some help. I live for help. I live for help. I am so grounded in how good it feels to be helped and to be supported. I allow myself to be fully supported now in all areas of my life. But I recall a time where I didn't. And it took years for me to get to this point. But there were lots of years, possibly even decades, where I operated from a place of needing to do it all myself, needing to DIY my life, needing to figure out all the solutions for myself, needing to, you know, whatever it is that I needed in my life, I had to be the one to solve the problem. I had to be the one with the answers. I had to be the one to solve the problem. I had to do things my way. I couldn't ask others for help, or I didn't think anyone would do it anyway. Anyone would help me anyway. I didn't want to be a burden to anyone else. All these other things. Now I live in a completely different space completely different energy. And when I need help for something, I get help, whether I invest in help and I have paid tens of thousands of dollars to get help in lots of areas of my life with no problem. But whether that is investing in help, asking friends or family for help, asking anyone for help, asking a partner for help, ask my partner for help, whatever it is, I have no problem with saying, hey, can you do this for me? Hey, I need some help. Hey, I don't have the answer. Hey, I need to know how to work on this. I am constantly in a place of asking for help because it opens my life up to be so much lighter. So much lighter. And I value that and I embrace that. So I hope that those 7 questions will help you. And I hope that you will allow yourself to step out of the space of feeling burnt out and seek solutions and figure out how do you need to pivot, what are the emotions that you're actually feeling, and how can you shift out of that burnt out belief and shift into a place where you are taking actions and thinking and having beliefs and emotions that's in alignment with what you want. Because if you have the desire for partnership, you need to lean into that. Now, fall enrollment for CCC opens September 15th through the 22nd. And I'm so excited to announce the 3 tiers of enrollment so that you have the opportunity to become a part of the CCC community. If you want details on those 3 tiers, get on the wait list. You'll receive an email that lays everything out for you. When you join CCC, you will have a safe space to ask questions, to get clarity, to have a step-by-step process so that you can make the pivots required to change your love life for good. Ignoring or avoiding your desire for partnership is not going to make it go away. Continuously taking the same actions and getting the same results will increase burnout. Wanting a partner is normal. Wanting to be married or relationship or a family, all those things are normal. Wanting to be loved and valued and understood and secure is normal. That's not going to change. It's an innate human desire. You came onto this planet with that desire. Embrace it. It's safe for you to embrace it. It's a basic human desire, and you deserve to receive it if you are feeling that urge within you. Now, you can choose how you go about this process. You can absolutely change how you navigate this process. That is totally within your power. We are in the process of elevating CCC to create a very luxury, intimate experience for you. You deserve the luxury. And when we talk about luxury, it's not necessarily about the glitz and the gold and the glamour and the money. No. Luxury is about the privilege of having access. And having access to a community where you have an intimate space to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, and to get the help that you need on your journey to partnership, on your journey to love, to transform your patterns, to open your heart so that you can create deeper connections and to master the courtship process. That is a luxury to have access to that. And this is why we keep spots very limited and we have an intimate space so that if you want help, you get to be helped. I don't want 100 women on a call and you can't be served. That's not the type of space we want to create. I enjoy having intimate connections with the clients and the women in the program. And I want to create an intimate experience for you so that you feel safe to be seen, to be heard, even if you're an introvert, even if you're shy, even if you feel a little nervous about being open about your love life in front of other high-achieving, ambitious women. We have created a space where every woman gets to be seen and heard, where you have the luxury of intimacy, and where you have the opportunity to bring your stuff to coaching in a place where you can feel like you trust those that you are connecting with, and where you can learn from other like-minded women who share similar experiences and are on the same path working towards the same thing. These are lifetime connections and lifetime bonds that's very unique that you don't get to experience that everywhere. So the waitlist is available. You can go to the link in the show notes to get on the waitlist. Doors open September 15th through the 22nd. We have 3 different tiers to enrollment. You'll get that information when you get on the waitlist. We are doing waitlist only enrollment, which means we are only launching to the waitlist. So you need to be on the waitlist if you are even interested in learning more about the CCC program and having the opportunity to join coaching. I can't wait to see you when you join the CCC program. And on the next episode, we're going to talk about how to communicate and connect with a man's heart. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will talk to you soon.